In this lecture, we're looking at highlighting visual aids, and that means two things. First, focusing the audience's attention on your visual aid, and second, stating the visual's general meaning. When you are presenting a visual aid to the audience and you want them to look at it, to pay attention to it, there are some key expressions that you can use. Probably the most common is this. Okay, let's take a look at this slide. Or, okay, let's take a look at this chart. Okay, let's take a look at this graph. Or, if you want to speak more formally in a very formal presentation, you may use this expression. I'd like to draw your attention to this chart, or I'd like to draw your attention to this graph. Much more formal expression there. So that's focusing the audience's attention. In other words, you're just saying to the audience, look at this slide, look at this chart, look at this graph. Now, that's the first step. The second step is to tell the audience what they are looking at. What is it? And here's some expressions here for doing that. As you can see, this is our sales data for the past quarter. Here we can see the number of words spoken per minute. Here we can see the growth of bacteria over time. So this is stating the visual's general meaning. You might also choose to use one of these expressions. This slide shows our sales data. The next chart illustrates the number of words spoken. Or this graph refers to the growth of bacteria over time. So some various expressions there for stating the visual's general meaning. In other words, answering the question, what are we looking at? And another way to do that, if you have a line graph, is to talk about the different types of lines. And we're going to get into much more detail in the upcoming lectures, and you'll get a lot more information from the supplement to this lecture. But basically, in a line graph, there are three types of lines. There's a solid line, a broken line, and a dotted line. And you can use these with various verbs. So this solid line shows the growth over time. The broken line illustrates employee retention. The dotted line refers to sales figures. So three types of lines. And again, we're going to get more into that later. So let's take a look at some expressions in action for highlighting visual aids. This graphic illustrates the locations of English speakers throughout the world. As you can see, official language. This next map shows the ubiquity of English. As you can see, in most countries, English is spoken as studies it as a foreign language. I would like to draw your attention to this chart. As you can see, 2/3 of the world's scientists read academic papers or journals in English, while only 1/3 of the world's scientists read in another language. Okay, so in this lecture we talked about highlighting visual aids. This just means focusing the attention of the audience on your visual aid and stating the visual's general meaning.